Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, Senior Vice President and Reverse Mortgage Specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage. And I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the President of Silverleaf, who's also a top reverse mortgage specialist. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is so great every time to be able to talk to folks and give them the truth about reverse mortgages. Increasingly, we hear myths and things that are just not true and fears that people have concerning reverse mortgages. You want to just hit a couple of those, Matt, that we hear all the time.
Yeah, that's a really important point, Kathy. You know, with the normal traditional loans, you see lenders that are out advertising on TV, and really they just have, one program, a 30-year fixed type conventional program, and they're just advertising interest rates.
Right.
The reverse mortgage program has many features, and there's a lot of pieces to it to explain to potential clients. But some of the myths that have been out there for a number of years, the biggest one is once you do a reverse mortgage, that the bank will own your home and you will lose your home and lose your equity. And of course, that's ridiculous. That's been floated around for years, and that's just a silly myth that's out there. Of course, the bank will never own your home. It's just like any other transaction that you've had on your home in the past. You continue to stay as the owner. You're on title. You're in full control. You control the loan and the equity and what you do with the house. You can choose to sell. There's no restrictions. So it's just like any other loan that way. And of course, you still own your home.
Right. And one of the questions I got this morning even was, well, is there a requirement that I have to stay in my home a certain number of years, 5 or 10 or 15 years? No, there isn't. As you said, the folks can sell anytime they choose to sell. It's just a mortgage. In this fellow's case, he had a first and a second on his home. And if he chose to sell his home, he would simply pay off those two loans and take the rest of his equity and go. And I was telling him it's the same way with a reverse mortgage. If he does the reverse mortgage now and in 5 years he wants to sell, that's fine. Pay off the reverse mortgage, take the rest of the equity, and go on to the next step. It's no different at all.
No, it's no different there at all. You know, more and more we hear from our clients and in the senior population that they want to stay in their home
forever.
There's many seniors that have now been in their homes 20, 30, 40 years. They raise their family there, and they want to stay there the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And really, there's in Colorado with the explosion of property values, there's really nowhere else to go. If you sell, you have to really leave the area because it doesn't really pay to downsize anymore because those homes are very expensive as well. So seniors are staying in their homes forever. And by using the reverse mortgage and accessing the equity in their home, now they have funds to put together a long-term retirement plan where they can have funding to maybe have help and some in-home care to truly stay in the home as long as they would like.
That's right. And that concept of a forever home is, it's really important, as you said, to so many people. The reverse mortgage has allowed some of my clients to be able to do things like put in a walk-in tub shower. You know, I've seen those on TV, and that's what my folks got because it was just too much to step over into the bathtub, and it was dangerous, slippery, and so on. And so they were able to put that in because they used some of the funds, the proceeds of the reverse mortgage, making their home safer and more accommodating as they are aging. I just thought that was such a great choice. The funds from a reverse mortgage can be received well, first of all, if there is a mortgage in place, that's the first thing that will be paid off. So the folks will not have a mortgage payment going forward. They may also have enough money in there, enough equity to receive cash at closing, a line of credit that's guaranteed to grow and compound annually, or a monthly income stream. So I have a lady right now, we're going to close her probably next week. And in her case, she wanted a line of credit that would grow because she understood the value of having that financial instrument, something that is a guaranteed growth product. You don't find that in your 401k or your IRA. But she also wanted about $950 a month in a monthly income stream for 10 years. That's what she had determined. And, you know, that is perfectly able to be done, a combination of things. And she also wanted the flexibility that should she need additional funds monthly, she can change that down the road, no problem. If she needed less, no problem. But having the safety net, as she looked at it, of about $80,000 in a line of credit really brought comfort to her.
Yeah, it does to many people. You know, there's so many of our clients have a mortgage. They may be 75, 80, 85, 90. We have clients into their 90s. And, you know, if you watch TV and rates are low and you refinance your home, you have a new 30-year mortgage. Mm-hmm. And that brings with it a payment. And so more and more seniors, you know, well into retirement, have a large mortgage payment. And we find that that mortgage payment is easy, you know, in the first 5 and 10 years. You know, it's easy up to 75, it's easy up to 80. And about 80, then your other assets start to dwindle. You start to use your other assets, your savings, your CDs, your IRAs. And all of a sudden, you're down to maybe a pension and a Social Security income. And that's not enough to live on and pay a mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. So well into retirement is where we see our clients start to struggle. And when we look at their financial situation and help them with an evaluation, they have lots of equity in their home. You know, since January of 2015, a lot of homes have doubled in value in the last 4 years. So that's built huge equity and home wealth in everybody's homes. And so now you've got a piggy bank in your home, and a reverse mortgage is a program where you refinance into a reverse, pay off that mortgage, eliminate that monthly mortgage payment, and access the rest of that equity for cash or, you know, the just as you said, the program has many different options on how you can choose to take your cash or leave it there and use it later. So it's a tremendous tool for seniors. You know, once you're retired, you can't go to the bank and refinance or borrow. You're now on a lower income than full-time employment. And I would say the majority, the very high majority of our clients now cannot get a conventional loan. And so for many years after retirement, you know, they're kind of stuck in their loan and they can't really change it. And the reverse was designed by HUD and FHA to help seniors access that equity. And it's a fantastic product. You know, we see the big national lenders on TV, you know, the good-looking guy with the mustache, and they've got a great commercial. They provide really good information. And he says it's safe, and he personally believes in the program and will put his name on the line that it's safe. It is a very safe program.
It is. You know, eliminating that mortgage payment, the folks still are responsible for property taxes and insurance, and in many cases, they choose to pay those on their own. I do have some clients, though, that we set up sort of an escrow, a life expectancy set-aside that's going to pay the property taxes and insurance going forward. One fella that we closed his loan yesterday, just the sweetest guy, but he had kind of gotten himself into a bit of a hole because he and his wife never planned for her to become ill and then to have medical bills and things for like 5 years. And so he struggled to try to pay those while she was alive and then after she had passed and many expenses. And he told me that his mortgage payments, he had taken out a first and a second to try to meet those medical obligations. His mortgage was over 50% of his monthly income. So he was scrimping and saving in every other aspect of his life just to make ends meet. And the reverse mortgage, he was so thrilled that we were able to close his loan yesterday because it kind of set him free from that. And he said, now I can, I'm not going to be extravagant, but if I want to visit my sister, I can, you know, just now and then, just something. It just, he was so thrilled, and it was a blessing. One thing that we often mention is as folks get further and further into retirement, we find that there's more and more deferred maintenance. And that was the case with this fella. House hadn't been painted in some time, and it needed some interior and exterior paint. And you and the crew went out there and took care of that for him. And so his home appraised very well. I mean, honestly, I was surprised. It appraised so well. It was great.
Well, Kathy, that is the one thing that separates Silverleaf Mortgage from all other lenders here locally and nationally, that we're a Colorado-based company, and we do business at our clients' homes. We come out, explain the program, go over the documentation. You know, if you're doing business with a national lender or even a local lender, you may get a package of 100 documents in the mail for you to review and sign, and that is overwhelming to many people. But for Silverleaf, we're the number one reverse mortgage broker in Colorado. So there's the big national guys that you see on TV. There's the one big national company that you see on TV. And then in Colorado, we are the number one reverse mortgage broker. And the reason we are, over the last 5 years and 6 years as we've been working with this program, we go out and visit our clients, and they love it. This program is one where it's not just an interest rate. You're not just going from 4% to 3.5%. That's easy. You can understand that. There's a lot of pieces. What happens when I pass on? How do the children inherit the equity? And all of these questions, there's many of them, and we go sit down and go through and answer all the questions. But at the same time, we do a home inspection. And this is the biggest part of what separates us from everybody else. So we know that as you get well into retirement, funds get tighter. You're now not as agile as you used to be to go out and get on a ladder and clean the gutters or paint. And there's now deferred maintenance. And Silverleaf and their contractors and volunteers will come out and work with you on all of the repairs. So together we'll identify what you'd like to see done. We'll give you input on what we think the appraiser is going to want to see done to get the highest value. And then we'll put together a list, and we'll put some of the best contractors in Colorado on the job. We'll manage it for you so it's not overwhelming. And after closing, when you get your money, you can pay the contractors. And that program has worked exceptionally well with hundreds and hundreds of home makeover type projects over the last number of years. And what happens is we take a home that hasn't had paint for 10 or 15 years or even 20 years. And, you know, we prep it and repair the siding and put a whole new fresh coat of paint on it. And now the house is gorgeous. And on every case, hundreds of cases that I've personally worked on out in the field, it is a life-changing event to go from old, you know, drab colors and chipping and peeling paint to fresh colors. It's a whole brand new home, and our homeowners, it's a whole emotional brand new home for them. And then there's all kinds of things that we can help with. Sometimes our clients need help with plumbing issues, electrical issues, carpet, and just, you know, anything that they need help with to get done, we'll put our crew on and do that. And so we know that from our experiences that that's probably 40 to 50% of senior clients out there need that help. And there's two reasons to do that. One, it is a life-changing event to have the house freshened up. And now the house is safe for many years. And two, it will give the house the highest value when the appraiser comes out. So, you know, we see circumstances all the time where your home may be worth $300,000 before we do repairs. And the contractors may do $10,000 in paint and remodeling, of course, at your choice. And now the house is worth $400,000, $450,000. That $10,000 or $15,000 in paint and carpet and electrical and plumbing can make hundreds of thousands of dollars in difference. And that means more money, a larger line of credit for you. So we highly encourage you, if you're in that situation, there's nobody else to do business with than Silverleaf, and we will help you with that.
That's right. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni with Silverleaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to hear from you. You know, it's no pressure, no obligation, but we can talk through your situation and see if this is something that could benefit you. And then you and your family can, you know, talk about that and make a decision if this is the right thing for you. We have helped so many people that did not have the money for repairs. I'm thinking of a lady who's a widow north of Denver, and there was just no way that she could repair her home, and it was degrading. You know, if you don't take care of some repairs, like leaks and water damage and whatnot, that will just continue to get worse and worse and worse until it's not even safe to live there. But Silverleaf was able to come in, completely restore the roof and the walls, and so much work that was able to be done in advance of her appraisal that in the end, she had a safe, clean, healthy environment. She never could have accomplished it. And it provided a payoff on her mortgage so that she now had about $700 a month in good cash flow, whereas she had about $10 a month previous to doing the reverse mortgage. It was just life-changing, as you said. And this, we see it over and over and over again. So if you're one of those folks and you look around and you go, wow, you know, there's some things that need to be done around the house, don't put off calling us. Call Silverleaf Mortgage. Call me, Kathy Muni, because we can help you accomplish those things in the process of doing the reverse mortgage. And you know what? Those national lenders, the cute guy with the mustache, he's not coming to your house. There, nobody is going to help you with repairs. What happens is they do order the appraisal. It'll come in lower than it needs to. Sometimes they go ahead and close that loan, which means that you're able to access less money because the repairs weren't done. But many times the appraisal comes back and the appraiser says, well, we have to fix the plumbing, the electricity, and this and that and the other thing, and you can't do it. You can't afford it. So that's, you know, a huge reason to call Silverleaf Mortgage so that those things can be addressed. And, you know, we'll take care of that with you and for you, and you'll get a higher appraisal, more money from the reverse mortgage, and your house will be all whipped into shape by the end.
It sure will be. We love to talk about our clients and stories of the life-changing stories of how it's helped people. You know, we have a lot of clients. We go out to their homes, and there's major repairs needed. And in this last case that you talked about, over the course of time, her three neighbors around her they were at a little bit higher elevation, and all of their water drained right into her home. And she didn't realize until we did the inspection that she had a major foundation issue. And truly, if we wouldn't have come along and met each other, you know, possibly within 3 to 5 years, she could have lost the home or had significant home damage because the foundation was getting worse and worse. And then it doesn't, you know, we have clients that are all over the board. We just closed on a loan with a good friend of ours from the past, and he retired early and he had done well in life, and their home was $1 million. But they had almost a $4,000 mortgage payment. Well, that was very easy when, you know, he was probably making $200,000 or $300,000. And then all of a sudden they're into retirement. And now as you're dipping into your investments every month to make a $4,000 house payment, he did that for 2 or 3 years and said, my investments are dwindling fast. So he did a reverse at a young retired age on a $1 million home. I think his mortgage balance was maybe in the the $400,000 range. And for him, it was, you know, now they can focus on what they want to do now that they're young, because they have $4,000 a month that they're not paying out that they can use to travel, go see their grandchildren. So there's many different reasons that people do reverse mortgages. And there's, you know, the program allows for homes that are up to 10 and 15 million. And, you know, there are a lot of expensive homes out there here in Denver and up in the mountains. And, you know, people that have $3 million mortgages, you know, there's a number of them. You know, those come with $30,000 and $40,000 payments.
Right.
You can refinance into a reverse and not have that monstrous payment. And here's why the program works, and it especially works in Colorado. The home values have gone up in Colorado at such a high pace. And, you know, we are hearing market conditions that lots of people are moving in. Lots of young people are moving in after college into Colorado because of all of the activities outside that young people can do. And then lots of people are moving in from areas like California where it is so congested and housing prices are so high. We believe in Colorado that we're going to have population growth for many, many years. And that means strong home values. So let's just take an example. Somebody has a $450,000 home, and they take out a reverse mortgage, or they have a mortgage that we're paying off, and their new reverse mortgage balance is $150,000. So their mortgage balance is one third of their home's value. Well, let's say that it's a 5% interest rate on the reverse mortgage. Rates are as low now as they've been in many, many years. So on the one third, your balance, if you're not making a payment, and you can choose not make a payment, or you can choose to make a little, or you can continue to make it. It's your choice. So we have 5% growth on your loan balance each year. And let's say, you know, the market appreciates between 3 and 5% and even higher than that. But let's take a conservative number of 3%. So your house is appreciating at 3%. Your loan balance is growing at 5%. Well, when you do the math, that really means that you've got a 9-to-5 ratio. The value of your house is growing at almost 2 times the balance of your loan. So that means you're building equity. You're not losing equity. So once you start a reverse mortgage program, you get the benefit of not making that payment. So you get to use that money somewhere else. In addition, your equity keeps growing.
Right, because your equity, the value of your home is so much greater than the amount of the loan balance. So yeah, the loan balance is growing if no one is making a payment. But as you said, people can choose to make a payment anytime they want, if they want to. But even if they don't, the loan balance is growing, yes, but the value of the property is growing and it's a bigger number. So yeah, we see that all the time in our amortization schedules when we run it out to when the folks are 99 years old. I never see the equity diminishing. It's always increasing all the way. And, you know, people sometimes ask, well, what if I live to be 101? Well, you stay in your home. You don't have, nothing stops, right? Our paperwork stops at 99, but that's just because we have to pick a number. But folks could live to be 120 and they can stay in their home and never have a mortgage payment. So, you know, you bring up a good point and it's interesting. I don't know, things seem to go in cycles. I have three people right now, three men that have properties that are over $1 million, and they're all wanting information about doing a reverse mortgage. Two of them are in their 60s and just want to eliminate their mortgage payment and do some really skillful financial planning, in my opinion. One couple wants to free up money, and they can free up, in their case, about $500,000 in order to purchase rental properties, because they're saying, okay, well, as we head into retirement, we'd like to have an income stream from rental properties. So that's what they're going to do with their tax-free money. And I don't think we've said that in this program, but all the proceeds of a reverse mortgage are tax-free. They're not subject to tax by the government. Also, the money does not affect your Social Security, your pension, your Medicare. So it's a really, you know, safe and interesting product to look at. But these folks with the, you know, over $1 million properties are finding that a reverse mortgage can be a really great choice.
Look for Silverleaf Mortgage on TV. We've been advertising on TV for the last 4 or 5 months. And if you've talked to another lender, make sure you call Silverleaf next and get another proposal for your loan.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week and God bless. Mm-hmm.